episode 1801, One Decision Away.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Are you ready for some incredible movement in your life? You're one decision away. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is filled with so many decisions. Some are easy to make, others leave us speechless. You, today, are one decision away from a totally different life. It's estimated that we make 35,000 decisions in a day, choices to do something. That means the average person makes one decision every 2 seconds, assuming you sleep 7 hours a day. And maybe for some of you, you're making decisions in your sleep while you dream. You know, some of those decisions that we are after, that we have to figure out, are made without thought, right? We just know it, we do it, and it comes from a pattern. But some require more in-depth understanding. This is the season of Christmas, and I can't help but look on Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. He had a major decision to make. He found out that his soon-to-be wife was with child. The thing was, it wasn't his child because they had not done anything, if you know what I mean. And he goes on to question a lot. And as he begins to contemplate a public disgrace, not wanting to do that, he was like, well, maybe if I just divorce her quietly, we won't have to worry about anything. She won't be embarrassed and I can go on with my life. Picking up in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Questions draw the spotlight. However, a decision moves us forward. Joseph needed direction. He needed to know what to do next. So he decided to get answers. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Get answers. Joseph asked some tough questions of the angel. Don't you think that if you found out that your spouse-to-be, your fiance, was with child, or that that particular spouse had done something and you were like, there's just no way this could be of God. You questioned everything. Well, Joseph asked the tough questions so he could get the good answers. When we're looking at our life and making decisions, number one, you have to refine what you are searching for. Joseph knew that he had to go out and search for the answers in regard to Mary. Could he trust her? Big question mark, right? She was with child and it wasn't his. And so why should he go and support her if it's not his child? But he had to ask those tough questions to get the answers. So refine what you are searching for. Number two, illuminate or highlight your concern. A lot of what we do in life is we just complain. How many times have you been faced with a decision that needs to be made and you're searching for the answers, but in those answers, really, the search is more about, I'm just going to complain. I'm just going to fuss about it because it's not fair. You've got to illuminate and highlight your concerns so you can get the answers you're looking for. Finally, number three, the answers lead you to one decision. Remember, you're not trying to go after the big picture. Joseph wasn't about, oh my gosh, Lord, okay, if I say yes to Mary and she has this child, what is my life going to look like? He didn't ask that tough question. At least it's not recorded that he asked that tough question. Maybe he did. We don't have that answer. But what he did do is, based on the answers that he received, he made a decision. Picking up in Matthew 1, verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Joseph was very, very brave. He got the answers that he needed and he made a decision. Ultimately, you have to also know that once you get answers, then you must follow through with your decision. Life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. That's what John Maxwell says. That choice involves one decision. You don't have to worry or fret the unknown. Simply make a choice, a decision. Be obedient to your discovery and answers. Remember, you're one decision away from a totally different life. What answer are you in search for today? So you can go out and figure out the one decision that you need to make. Don't think about, oh my gosh, I have all these decisions that need to be made. No, go search for the one, because then you now have direction. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.